This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, June 7th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. KUAF is supported by Fayetteville Window Washing, offering both residential and commercial cleaning services, as well as power washing, gutter protection, and more. Information is available on the web at fayettevillewindowwashing.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, today is the date of the Walmart shareholders meeting, and Christina Thomas will provide a report on the event. Also, Leah and the Mojo Doctors stop by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. We have our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from the City Wire and more. But first, a private nonprofit organization that advocates for the improvement of health care in Arkansas is expressing great concern over proposed changes that could have an effect on Medicare patients. Ray Hanley is president and CEO of the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care. Hanley says his organization has done Medicare quality improvement work for 30 years, but an initiative by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services could negatively impact Medicare recipients and the foundation's 190 employees who work statewide.
HHS, who administers Medicare, wants to do away with having this work state-based and consolidate this into a handful of regional contracts so that the work that's being done here locally would very likely be done on a phone bank out of Atlanta or Chicago or Dallas, which is not in the interest of healthcare in the state.
Hanley says the overhaul could mean a loss of jobs in Arkansas and make it more difficult for patients to get personalized service from local professionals who understand the providers and the issues. New measures are being considered to support legislation favoring consumers over businesses when it comes to tort reform. The Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association, which recently surveyed more than 600 voters on economic topics, will push for a tort reform ballot initiative that will regulate insurance companies and prevent overcompensation. Executive Director Matt Haas says in an interview with Talk Business Arkansas that results showed a conservative position, but didn't lean in strict Republican or Democratic directions.
I think one thing we found out between our focus grouping and the session that for a long time tort reform has been an issue tied with the Republican Party. We found out maybe not so much as it may be Republican, but it's not conservative. The true conservatives understand that protecting the Constitution, this is what our forefathers, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, part of what they declared independence on was our right to trial by jury. They came to this country to fight for it, and the true conservatives still buy and believe that.
The Arkansas Supreme Court recently struck down provisions of a 10-year-old tort reform law, but Haas says the organization will continue to rally for its own amendment. The former CNL landfill in Fayetteville will soon be cleaned up, as the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has issued a request for qualifications to supervise cleanup operations at the site. Catherine Beninati, spokesperson for the ADEQ, says the former landfill has several issues that need addressing.
The landfill out there operated from 72 to 76, and there was also some illegal dumping on the site in the 80s. So right now you have concerns at the site that include ground and surface water contamination. You also have trees growing in the landfill cap. And so we need to have a contractor get out there and clean those things up.
According to documents obtained from the ADEQ, concerns about contamination include heavy metals, volatile and semi-volatile organic compounds, and possible mineral and nutrient contaminations. Once remediation of the site is complete, the 33-acre site is planned to be used as green space as part of a residential development. Though the landfill was closed in the mid-1970s, the cleanup effort will be paid for using money from the Post-Closure Trust Fund, a funding mechanism that came about more than a decade after the landfill closed.
That was established in 1991 under Act 747, and how that works is landfills pay a $1 per ton disposal fee on all of the solid waste that they accept. And once the fund hits $25 million, anything above that is diverted to e-waste recycling grants. But those funds can be used to pay for things such as site assessments and these implementations of the cleanup projects.
Beninati says the cleanup at CNL Landfill will be the first such project to make use of the Post-Closure Trust Fund since the fund was established. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, 2012 saw widespread economic growth. According to a release by the Bureau, 49 states and the District of Columbia saw growth of real gross domestic product. The national GDP grew by 2.5%. The leading contributors to the growth were reportedly durable goods manufacturing, finance and insurance, and the wholesale trade sectors. The data released shows that GDP in Arkansas grew by 1.3% for the year. Michael Packow, an economist at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock, noted on his Arkansas Economist blog that of the 50 states and Washington, D.C., Arkansas's growth came in 38th. Sectors leading GDP growth in Arkansas included the enterprise and company management, utilities, and agriculture sectors. Another indictment has fallen in the Brandon Barber case. According to the City Wire, Rogers attorney David Fisher has been indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly helping Barber, a former Northwest Arkansas developer, commit bank fraud. Barber and Fisher, along with Brandon Raines and Jeff Horton, were originally indicted in January for several charges related to Barber's financial dealings during bankruptcy filings. But this new indictment reportedly replaces the earlier one, adding a conspiracy charge to existing charges levied against Fisher. The quartet is accused of overhauling properties to obtain loans from First Federal Bank, and when those funds came in, the four allegedly split the excess capital among themselves. If convicted, Fisher could serve up to 30 years in prison and pay a $1 million fine. Razorback Transit at the University of Arkansas has set a new record. On Tuesday, the 2 millionth passenger for the 2013 fiscal year, which is from July 2012 through the end of this month, boarded a Razorback Transit bus. It marks the first time that Razorback Transit has had more than 2 million riders in a single fiscal year, and monthly ridership totals have reportedly averaged 5% higher than in fiscal year 2012, a year in which the organization was 10,913 riders shy of the 2 million mark. According to a news release, Razorback Transit is on track to have served more than 31 million passengers between 1990 and the end of the current fiscal year. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear conditions with a low around 49 in northwest Arkansas and a low around 58 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower to mid 80s. And tomorrow night, there's a 20 to 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Expect partly to mostly cloudy conditions with a low in the lower to mid 60s.